Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The ninth week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses has passed. The deadline for floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses is Wednesday, March the 10th. Alert! House Transportation Committee removes lottery revenue from weight limit bill. Senate Bill 2825. On Tuesday, March the 2nd, the House Transportation Committee amended Senate Bill 2825 from its original form. One of the amending actions taken was to remove the lottery revenue from going into the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund. The increase in the hauling weight limit is still in the bill. Please contact your House delegation and request that they oppose Senate Bill 2825 because it currently does not have any money to support the proposed weight limit increase. Note, this measure currently resides on the House floor calendar. Important legislative items that survive this week's deadline. Senate Bill 2189 and House Bill 493. This measure allows counties and cities the discretion to offer their Medicare-eligible employees the option to transition from the county health benefit plan over to Medicare. Senate Bill 2062 and Senate Bill 2602. Both bills support rural fire truck acquisition and funding. Senate Bill 2336. This delays the mandated implementation of the First Responders Health and Safety Act until year 2023. Without the delay or state funding, counties and cities will be soon faced with an expensive unfunded mandate. House Bill 520. This measure allows both counties and municipalities to utilize the use tax diversion that they receive to pledge to pay all or a portion of debt service on debt issued by a county or a municipality for the purpose of repair, maintenance, and or reconstruction of roads, streets, and bridges. House Bill 74. This measure extends the repealer for the Emergency 911 Operation Code section. Call still needed. Homestead Exemption Reimbursement, Senate Bill 2923. This measure is currently residing in the House Appropriations Committee. Section 8 of this measure makes an appropriation of $77,038,135. This line item appropriation represents a $1.9 million cut from last year's appropriation of $79,013,472. Counties need an appropriation of $88.7 million to be fully reimbursed. Please contact your local House delegation and ask that the homestead exemption reimbursement be fully funded at $88.7 million. The third of five collaborative regional legislative and educational meetings begins on Tuesday, March the 9th, 2020. The Southern Mississippi Planning and Development District counties are scheduled to meet at the Hilton Hotel for the MAS Legislative and Educational Regional Meeting. Please visit the MAS website to view the tentative agenda for that day. This concludes this week's MAS Supervisors Legislative Update. Thank you.